it well. Time to head over to New Zealand now. Tony Pike is the boss of the Trainers Association and a champion trainer over there in his own right. He's hoping to get the Bostonian over to Australia for the Spring Carnival. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Michael.
I know you had a big meeting yesterday with a lot of the Australian racing authorities to try and get some clarification about what happens for New Zealand horses and also the trainers in making their way over for the Spring Carnival. Did you get any clarity out of that meeting?
No, not really. At this stage, there's no problem obviously getting the horses across. But obviously with what's been happening in Victoria of late, the government's probably got a little bit edgy and yeah, things probably aren't moving quite as quick as we were hoping. We had a meeting with one of the immigration experts over there that was working with all the stud farms to get, obviously, the shuttle stallions and grooms and a few associated personnel in for the breeding season. And, she was having a meeting with the government ministers, last night. So we're going to have a catch-up this afternoon and just see if we can sort of progress it at this stage. She's hopeful that she can get us an exemption to get in, but obviously times of the essence, we're getting closer to the Spring Carnival, and just when or if we can get over is the million-dollar question at this point in time.
Are you seriously looking at maybe sending your horse to a caretaker trainer, another of the big-name horses, maybe having to be in a similar situation for the Spring Carnival?
Yeah, look, at this stage, we're obviously coming up with various plans, plan A, B, C, D, and Z at the moment, so yeah, it's a little bit of a fluid situation. It's changing daily. So, look, if it comes to that, obviously, some of these horses have to probably head to Australia to race. There's probably not the opportunities for those highly rated horses, over here in New Zealand. So, look, hopefully it doesn't come to that. But, they may have to run in a caretaker trainer's name maybe for a run or two until such time as we get some sort of certainty around when we can get some staff over to Australia.
What kind of timeline are you working on? Because we're coming up to August right now.
Yeah, look, obviously we had a meeting with a number of trainers yesterday. There's probably about 15 to 20 horses that are looking to go over and probably about 7 or 8 trainers individually. So, some of those trainers were looking to head over probably in the next, horses to head over in the next week or two. I know Bostonian's booked on the plane on the 17th of August. So, if my staff want to meet them there, they'll probably get to head over to Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of August to do the quarantine period. So it's getting very, very tight at this point in time. And look, as I say, those first one or two runs, I'd say, are looking more likely to be in somebody else's care than ours.
Is there any fear factor from the trainers? Because Victoria at the moment, we're not in a good way in regards to the number of COVID cases we've got. Are any of the trainers themselves actually concerned about coming over personally?
Just talking to them, I think we've sort of obviously been lucky over here in New Zealand, and probably the anxiety levels have sort of settled down a wee bit. I think everyone's pretty willing to take their horses over for the carnival, and obviously there's going to be pretty strict precautions in place. I was in Sydney just as it was all starting towards the end of the Sydney carnival, and racing New South Wales and obviously racing Victoria, they've handled extremely well over the last few months. So I'm sure if the staff that are over there follow those protocols and just use some common sense, then I don't think we should have any issues.
And how is the Bostonian going? Has he come back well?
Yeah, he came back really well. Michael, can't fault the horse at all. He's actually having an exhibition gallop tomorrow at the Hastings race meeting. He'll head down there tomorrow and have a nice sit out over 1,000 metres. Then he'll trial here on the 12th of August at Taupo before flying over on the 7/8 to the Wink Stakes on the 22nd.
So Wink Stakes is the kickoff here in Australia, and what have you, I suppose, tentatively outlined following that?
Look, there's a number of options for him. We'll just get him through the Wink Stakes first. Obviously, if it happened to be a wet Sydney carnival and a few of the slot owners are running out of horses for the Everest, there'd be a chance on a wet track in a race like that. But, the alternative option is to step up to a mile for the George Main and those sort of races.
Any other horses that you're planning to bring over, especially focus on Melbourne? I know you had a few that headed to Sydney in the autumn. We saw Sherwood Forest go around in a derby.
Yeah, he won the derby here. Didn't have a lot of luck in the Australian derby. He had a pretty torrid run that day. He spelled well, and he'll probably have a very light 3-year-old four-year-old season here in New Zealand through the spring, and we'll look at heading back to Australia with him probably in the autumn. But we've got a number of nice 3-year-olds and horses coming through the grades that I was tempted to also put on the plane once we've established a base over there in Sydney, if that's possible.
Well, Tony, appreciate the update, and we'll hope in the next day or two we get some clarity to see all of the wily Kiwi trainers who love to take the Australian dollars back here in the spring carnival.
Yeah, like I said, it'd be a shame to miss it. I know Murray Baker, he's freezing. I don't think he's missed a Sydney carnival for about, Melbourne carnival for about 30 years. So, yeah, no, he's doing it very tough with the prospect of not being able to get over there this year.
The Frankston motor in wouldn't be able to survive without him. Well, the Footscray motor in.
He's had a booking there for the last 30 years, and I think the takings at the Tabarro and Flemington obviously are shut at the moment, but he's got the Australian beer as well.
And how is it going locally since the reopening?
Things are actually going really well. Obviously, we've sort of plagued by wet tracks at this point in time, which is always the case, but horse numbers have bounced back very well. We're actually at CRA trials today. 140 horses had to be eliminated from the trials. They got 343 entries for a trial meeting. So, yeah, the numbers are out there at the moment. Everyone's getting their horses back into work nice and early, and I think turnovers are holding up pretty well with very full fields as well. So, yeah, look, it's going well. Obviously, there's some legislative change going through as well. So, yeah, some light at the end of the tunnel over here in New Zealand, and hopefully everyone can get life back on track pretty quickly over there as well.
Yeah, good on you, Tony. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Michael.
Tony Pike, interesting to find out what transpires in the next 24 hours.